MEOTA. As we move into fall, we are treated to a wonderful array of colors and are able to welcome back our northern visitors. The visitors to date are primarily the white variety. So much for sleeping in, as living close to Jackfish Lake, we get more of the morning honking than most. Agriculture Canada reports that Saskatchewan has 82% of the harvest completed. Meota appears to be ahead of the game as only the rare field is left unharvested. I've heard from an unofficial source of a wheat field producing 130 bushels per acre. Wow, and congratulations if that is real. The crops nearby appear to be producing average or slightly higher. All is well as long as our political skirmishing doesn't interfere with Saskatchewan exports to one of our biggest customers. Hopefully, all is well until the next election. Meota Golf Course had its fall scramble and was booked to the maximum. The Meota seniors had their fall wind-up and had 20 regulars out on a warm, calm day. The noon luncheon was supplied by the clubhouse and prizes were distributed to all participants. Thanks to all participants for coming and taking part in another successful year. Great to see Carol D. back after her convalescence. A reminder of the upcoming vaccination clinic on October 13 from 9 a.m. to noon at the Dew Drop Inn. Vaccinations will be offered for both the upcoming flu season as well as the new COVID variant. From the health authorities, yes, a few people do react negatively to the vaccinations, but the people that are protected are far greater. Having been briefed on some of the long-term health problems of the last COVID outbreak, I for one will get any protection I can find. In this week's senior golf, the consolation money went to Lauren McGregor, Jerry Goodhart, Marcel Duhaime and Juliette Thibet, with a score of 47. The top money went to Larry Dyke, Lori Ward, John Patterson and Annette Duhaime with a score of 43. The rules of the game had a few real golfers scratching their heads and others of us denying any involvement in their makeup. In Canasta, first went to Eileen Brew and Marion Ottas. In second were Albert Heise and Jack Stewart. Placing in Tuesday's bridge were Barb Mitchell and Jerry Craig and Anna Marie Walbilling and Catriona Winterholt. In Thursday's bridge Mary Phelps and Jerry Craig were first and second were Albert Blaise and Linda Ard. In third were Fraser Glenn and Jean Laws. In Norwegian whist at Towers 2 David Sayers was first, Lillian Serenko second and Yvonne McPherson third. Keep posted folks. The fall suppers are coming soon. Don't count on social media to deliver your local news to you. Keep your news a touch away by bookmarking the News Optimist homepage at this link.